In the shadow of Egypt's most ancient pyramid, policemen arrested tomb robbers who were looting the graves of three royal dentists hidden in the desert sands for thousands of years. The tombs date back more than 4,000 years to the 5th dynasty and were meant to honor the chief dentist and two others who treated the pharaohs and their families. The location of the tombs, near what is believed to be Egypt's oldest pyramid, the step pyramid of King Djoser, indicate the respect given to dentists by Egypt's ancient kings, who, it appears, cared about the treatment of their teeth. The graves were cursed, and one included an inscription warning that anyone who violated the sanctity of the grave would be eaten by a crocodile and a snake. A towering, painted profile of the chief dentist stares down at passers-by from the wall opposite the inscription. Two hieroglyphs, an eye over a tusk, which appear frequently among the neat rows of symbols decorating the tombs, identify the men as dentists. Figures covering the pillars in the doorway of the tomb tell us much about the life and habits of the chief dentist, whose name was Imri. They depict he and his family immersed in daily rituals, playing games, slaughtering animals, and presenting offerings to the dead, including the standard 1,000 loaves of bread and 1,000 vases of beer. Although dental services were in demand by the powerful, the dentists likely did not share in their wealth. The tombs did not contain their mummies and were built of mud brick and limestone, not the pure limestone preferred by ancient Egypt's upper class. Although archaeologists have been exploring Egypt's ruins intensively for more than 150 years, it is believed that only 30% of what lies hidden beneath the sands has been uncovered. The tomb robbers were the first to discover the site 2 months before they were captured and jailed. "We have to thank the thieves," said the chief of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities.